Right, so I want to dive deep into YouTube SEO right now in terms of on-page and off-page. So first things first, I want to show you is that when you search for any keyword on Google, the closest to the left, the more likely Google is to show a video in these search results. So for example, what I mean by this, if you search for light bulb, you have all images, maps, shopping, news, and more, right? If you type in how to change a light bulb, you have all images and the videos is third. So the closest the video button is to the left, right, closest to the all, the more likely Google is to show videos on search results. So what this means is that don't just create and try to rank random videos for random words, right? Because Google will not show them, or it's very hard for it to show it. So firstly, let's say your keyword is light bulb. Light bulb doesn't really show up for anything, or Google doesn't really value videos because you don't see the video tab here. It's hidden under the more. You have to click more to get the video tab. However, a longer tail version or a keyword in this same realm of light bulb, which is how to change one, right? A longer tail version, how to change a light bulb. Now Google does really value it because the videos tab is the third one. It's not hidden under the more tab like it is here for the keyword light bulb. So again, before doing anything, before wanting to rank a video for a certain keyword, let's say your money keyword is dog leashes, right? Look for it, look if to see if Google values videos for that keyword. If not, adapt the keyword. For example, do try how to put a dog leash on my dog, right? And then you can have a video on that to rank it and then links out to your site and all that. So make sure that the keyword, before doing anything, before recording any video, doing thumbnails, title optimizations, description optimizations, link building, all that, you do some keyword research. It's very important. Again, keyword research, and we talked about this in other videos, is the basis of SEO, right? If you don't know what you want to rank for, what your customers are searching for, what search engines are valuing, you're just wasting time. So do keyword research before. Super, 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 super important. Okay, because again, you see here, light bulb doesn't show up for Google doesn't really value its videos on light bulbs, but how to change, just by adding this in, right? How to change or how to change A, now Google values videos. Of course, it makes sense, right? Because how to change light bulb is a video-driven keyword. So this applies to any niche in any video. So do this before doing anything else. Pretty straightforward, but very, very important. Now, here's a quick rundown of what I do in terms of on-page and off-page. And I spoke about what on-page and off-page was in the previous video, but I want to go dive deep here into what I do exactly. So first things first is, again, let's do this as an example, how to change a light bulb, right? Make sure that the file name of the video, so the MP4, AVI, whatever it is, your file format, is your exact keyword, right? Do that. Because again, it's all these little signals that by themselves don't really mean anything, but when you add all of them up, they do make a difference, right? Then, in a video description, include the exact match keywords several times. Make sure you have a proper description as well. So this ties in what I've been saying before is that you don't just want to optimize for SEO, for the search engine of YouTube by doing this. You want to make sure that the description you have is a properly written description that actually provides value to the person that's reading it, right? Again, optimize for search engines, but then optimize for the user as well. Because in the long run, it is the user optimization that's going to give you that long-term value and that long-term reward. Then, changing the thumbnail file name to the exact keyword. So just like changing the video file up here, changing the thumbnail file. So how to change light bulb.png, right? Then, you can geotag videos when uploading them or before uploading them, right? There's a free tools online. You can just type in the free video geotagging tool. You can also geotag the thumbnail, by the way, right? So just know that. And this is great if you're doing or wanting to rank videos for local terms, right? Local plumbers or local businesses in certain places, right? So just keep that in mind that you can do this again, going the extra mile, right? So geotag the video before uploading it. And then there's also an option in the settings when you do upload the video to set the location of the video as well. Again, if YouTube is giving you a list of things to add, make sure to add them all, right? Then embed the video on Web 2.0s and PBMs. You can find people doing this on Vetted and other marketplaces. So just type in embeds or Web 2.0s and PBMs and talk to people. And what they do, and it's very important, is they have all these websites, right? They have your link, your video link. This is your video right here. That's the player. So all these unique, right? It's a very important word here, unique sites that link out to your video, giving it power, giving it relevancy, making it rank higher on YouTube and Google, right? So it's essentially as you do link building for a regular website, you're doing link building for a YouTube video, right? You can link build in two ways. You can link build with embeds, which essentially is, again, embedding a link, right? The video player in a website in the middle of an article, right? Or you can, of course, have something saying this video, right, as the anchor text, which links out to the video. Again, ideally with YouTube, you can be much more aggressive. So instead of having generic anchors or naked URL anchors, you go for the exact match anchors, right? All the time, right? Because you can be super, super, super aggressive. Now, with this also, you want to make sure that the page where the video embed is or the video link is, it is optimized for the keyword. In this case, how to change a light bulb. You want this to be an article on how to change a light bulb, right? I have a proper table of contents, I have internal links, external links. And again, we have a video solely on how to do proper on-page SEO. I'd recommend you do and watch it as well. But again, table of contents, a featured image, in-article image, internal links, external links, bullet points, and sprinkling your keyword in both the content, the headers, the title. So this is the authoritative piece on, in this case, how to change a light bulb. So you essentially have a link or an embed to your video on YouTube from a highly relevant article on your niche. And that's much more relevant than if you just had a random YouTube video or your YouTube video embedded on a random article, right? So go the extra mile, make sure that you post the videos either in a embed form or a link form in a niche relevant powerful article, right? Because that's going to go a long, long way, right? Then use and abuse of paid links of average quality. We don't want to be spending too much money on high quality links on here. In this case, I found, again, I'm always proponent to that you should test things beforehand or test things for yourself. But from what I found, it is better to do more average links than fewer high quality links, because you get more for your bank, get more bang for your buck, right? So use and abuse of paid links. In this case, we're talking about embeds. In this case, we're talking about links. So having links, guest posts, niche edits, linked directly to your video with the exact match keyword. Then send social signals to the video link, right? Social sharing, so important, right? And if you want to type in social signals, there's also services for that. You can build them out for yourself. Essentially what social signal is, and we have a video solely on that, is people sharing your content online, right? And Google sees that if this video is being shared on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Reddit, whatever it is, he'll see, because they have that on the back end. And if you go to YouTube video, you can go here, click share, right? And share to all these social media. So they do keep track of that, right? So make sure to share it on as many platforms as you can, because they will see, this video is getting a ton of social sharing. It must mean it's good. So we're going to rank it higher. Of course, it's not just this that's going to rank your video higher. It's this, all this, right? And all the stuff I spoke before, right? It's not just one thing. It's adding up all these little things, right? Which by themselves alone won't do much. But when you add them all up, they do and rank your videos first, right? You can forget about this one. You can do it if you'd like, but if not, I don't think this is available anymore. GSA Blast, you can do it. You can find people selling these types of links on marketplaces like Feta. Essentially, these are low quality, high volume links, right? You can also and should also embed videos on video sharing sites. That's Dailymotion, Vimeo, Flickr, all these websites that allow you to embed your videos there, or even upload them there and then link out to the original source, which is YouTube. I've spoken about this before, adding subtitles to your video, making sure that you speak the words or the keywords in your first 10, 15 seconds, right? Then you can also do CTR manipulation, which essentially what this is, and we have a video solely on this, is having people, real people, searching, that's YouTube, searching for your keyword on YouTube and browsing through all the videos, right? And then clicking on yours and doing this repetitively. So again, if I go here and how to make a Wikipedia page where people type in this keyword or variations of it, they would scroll down, right? Find my video, click it, watch a few minutes of it, and then click out, right? That's click through rate manipulation. This works as well on Google, but on YouTube is much more powerful because YouTube isn't as constrained and as competitive as Google search engine is. So it's more easier. It's easier to manipulate, right? So CTR manipulation works great. And there's a couple of websites you can do this from, or also hire people on Vetted or other marketplaces that do this for you. Then you have a watch time manipulator, because on YouTube, as I said before, you have to focus also on the user experience, right? On the thumbnail, on giving the user what they want right off the bat, right? And on the video having a proper watch time, right? So YouTube also ranks videos based on watch time. It's one of their biggest ranking factor, right? It's the watch time. Because they see if people are watching this video that has 1 hour, they're watching it 50 minutes, it means it's a good video, so we're going to recommend it to more people, we're going to rank it higher, right? So you can manipulate the watch time with a website called You Like Hits, essentially where you can buy credits and post your video on there, and people will, you'll pay people money, cents, right? It's quite affordable for them to go out, click, watch your video for 10, 50, 20 minutes, 1 hour, depending on how many credits you pay them. And they'll watch your video and they'll increase your video's watch time. So in the back end, if you go to a video, for example, and you click on the average watch time, this number will increase, right? You want to increase this number, right? Because that means for YouTube that this video is a popular one because it's being watched a lot of times. So we might as well promote it to more people. So these two are if you want to go the extra mile. So if all the other stuff doesn't work, these two should push you to the top five positions at least, or top three positions at least. Now, just disregard this because that's not really interesting here. But hopefully this gave you a rundown of exactly what you need to do step by step, right? Again, focus on all this, but also focus on the user experience, right? And I know I'm repeating myself, but it's very important that a video is high quality. If the video isn't high quality, it is just a poor quality video where you don't put much effort in. Yes, you might be able to rank it on the top five, but you'll never move from there, right? You have to put in the effort in creating a great piece of content, because think of it as an asset, right? Once the video is ranking number one, right, most likely it'll stay there. If not one, top three, and it'll continue on getting views over and over again, just like the Wikipedia video I showed you as an example last time. This keeps on getting views, right? If you just do last 28 days, it gets around 200, 300 views per day, right? So it is an asset. You spend time building this, spend time ranking it, but then it stays on essentially forever, right? So do keep that in mind. That's it, and I'll catch you on the next one.